The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Let's go back to the truck protest. Josh Crosby was making grindingly slow progress towards Dublin City Centre when we spoke to him just after night. Have you made it any further, Josh?
I have, Jonathan. I'm into the city centre and you can hear in the background now the air horns, going. It's like the World Cup in Brazil. There's just a sound throughout the city as I walk to Stephen's Green of that constant horn all around the city. I'm on Merrion Square now, just by Leinster House. This street is closed off to traffic. Kildare Street is closed off to traffic. And there's around 30 trucks now parked in front of me, all blasting their horns, and more making their way in through different streets. The place is at a standstill.
Yeah, so they've come from all four corners of Dublin, indeed all four corners of Ireland. How long is it going to go on for? Because I'm sure people would like to start moving around Dublin city centre again.
This is the question. So initially, just after the guy on Kildare Street, I asked him, how long are you here? He said, just after pulling up. And I said, are you prepared? How long are you going to be here for? And he goes, well, look, we're just going to show ourselves, make our protest and go home. Everyone has to eat and drink. But then the guys I was speaking to this morning at the start of the convoy, they said they're prepared to stay tonight and come back next week. So I'd say all there right. Could be a mixed bag there.
All right, Josh Crosby, we'll leave you go back to reporting on that for our news bulletins later in the day. Richard O'Donoghue, the Limerick TD, was the advance guard, Richard, in many ways by driving your truck into Leinster House. Are you happy with the turnout?
I'm happy with the turnout, but I've been told by people that are around the country that the guards have actually diverted trucks into different areas to allow for people to go to appointments or whatever, so they've allowed for different lanes for the trucks to go to do a protest. I brought my truck up yesterday into Leinster House to do a silent protest for the government, to tell them that people are actually on their knees, that 5 million kilometres a day truckers do to get food on our tables. That's a day. That 1.5 billion kilometres in Europe is what's done in the year. There is no other alternative for the truckers at this present time, only fuel. Now, if there's nothing done on the fuel, the knock-on effect for that is all the prices go up around the country for our food and everything goes up, and who ends up paying? But it's the people that already are on a breadline that cannot even survive today.
Richard, I for once, I think that everybody agrees. I think that we know fuel prices are absolutely ridiculous. I don't think everyone's going to agree with you bringing the city centre to a standstill, but they'll understand the reason why it happened. The question here is how you solve it. The government, as we talked about with Charlie McConlogue in the last hour, can't control fuel prices. That is driven not just by the Irish market, but by international factors. How can the government do something about a problem they don't cause?
Very simple. At the moment, the government have 57 euros out of every 100 euros worth of petrol. And that's broken up by custom excise charges. It's broken up from NORA with 2%, 23% VAT. And the government had 19% on top of that. But then the rest of the government voted last week to have an extra 2% of carbon tax on top of that, which means the government to 21%. That means 57 euros in every 100 for people that do not have public transport to get to work have to pay. So that means anyone from outside the city area that do not have bus transport, they don't have a cycle lane, they don't have a walking lane, or they have to use their car. So that means every person outside the city boundary is paying 57 euros tax on every 100 that they are. Where people within a city base can actually make alternative arrangements. I'm on the dark this morning coming into Dublin because I stayed outside Dublin. So I'm on the dark. So I can actually come on this morning, paid for my dark ticket, and I'm going to be landed in Pierce Street.
Now, yes, brought in, no doubt, by Green Energy. If you were in Limerick, I know you can't do that. But the question I have to ask is, inevitably, because of those international factors, fuel prices are going to go down again. But if the government takes action to reduce the levies or the tax or whatever you want to call it, how do you unboil that egg? How do you decide that on the 1st of January we can put it back on again? Because that's not how taxation or levies work.
No, but the percentage on the carbon tax, they could actually, tomorrow morning, they could, number one...
But we need the carbon tax for climate change, Richard. That's there for a purpose.
But we're at the moment, we're in COVID. We have a crisis. We have people that are in their homes that are putting on extra jackets because they're frozen, because they can't afford the heating because of the prices that are there. So in a crisis, the government is supposed to stand up and act for all the people. We can actually tackle the green agenda in 6 months' time. But you have to remember, Ireland is only 0.01 the problem with global emissions, right? So are in Europe, and we're 0.04 in the world. So you're telling me, because we want to control the environment, that we're going to have people, number one, starve because they won't be able to eat with the price of food. Number two, because they can't heat their houses with no other alternatives.
No one's going to starve. Let's not go to that extreme just yet. The odds in that happening are low.
It's low, but if one person is too much, if they go hungry, that they can't afford food.
I've David McManus on the line as well. I want to bring him in, South Dublin County Councillor. David, what do you make of today's protest?
Good morning, Jonathan. I have huge sympathy for truckers and people paying high fuel bills. I drive a 2005 diesel car. I'm paying the high cost of diesel and high road tax of €700 a year. However, we have to recognise there are global factors driving the increase in fuel prices. Today's protests, unfortunately, have been planned to cause maximum disruption to commuters going to work. I think this type of protest is misguided and it's pointless. If the organisers want to take their message to government, their convoy should meet on Merrion Square outside government buildings and not on the main motorways at 7 a.m, which is causing mayhem for people trying to get to work. To be fair to the farmers, in the past they've organised convoys heading into Dublin, but they do it at 10 o'clock in the morning, not at 7 o'clock, and there's no reason why this had to take place this morning. At 7 a.m, putting the burden on people just trying to get to work. And your show now will have listeners listening in who are stuck in traffic who still can't get to work for 9 o'clock this morning. We all want lower fuel bills. We all agree with that. The question is, how do you do it? But ordinary workers and commuters should not be collateral damage from this type of protest.
Richard O'Donoghue, pointless and misguided.
No, not really, because if you know anything about trucking, the truckers actually came up last night and early this morning. Because most of them were working yesterday and they had to go to work themselves to put food on our tables. Right? So for to make a protest, they have abided by all the laws. They've pulled in and let people go through. We have in this country only 10% of the truckers, 7% of truckers today are in Dublin. Can you imagine if 100% of the truckers turn up to Dublin, and 100% of the farmers, because you only had 100 tractors in Merrion Square last Sunday, and they've warned the people in Dublin that they are coming back, and if something is not done. We are the farming communities, we are the people and truckers in Ireland. Your food does not arrive in your shop just by chance. This is the people that bring your food to your shops.
But I'm going to bring David back in, but why not protest in Cork and Limerick and Galway and Tullamore and all the other places?
There is businesses this morning in Limerick that are locked down. There is no truck service in Limerick in certain places. There's no truck places in Cork. This is only a small minority of truckers that have come to Dublin. The fleet is not out. This is only a sample of what can happen.
Okay.
And I'm trying to get this avoided.
David McManus, it's a measured protest that is designed to make a point. Yes, there's inconvenience, but it's necessary.
I do agree about what Richard is saying. However, if this type of protest continues, I'm telling you now, Jonathan, they will lose all public support. They're bringing Dublin to a standstill. And unfortunately, a decision was made to start joining the motorways at 7 o'clock. That was a decision that was made. In the past, convoys have happened for different protests, and they do it at 10 o'clock in the morning. So it's around now, 10:15. That's when they should be making their way into Dublin, not at 7 a.m., causing mayhem and congestion for people who want lower fuel prices, but it's going to cost them more in fuel because they're sitting in traffic and they're going to arrive to work late. Who wins from that? No one. The protest should be at government buildings on Merrion Square. That's where the convoy should come together at a reasonable time, not causing extra traffic for people who are simply trying to get to work. But again, if they do this again, I can assure you they'll lose all public support. We all want lower fuel prices. The question is, how do we get there? And you won't get there by causing mayhem and congestion in our capital city at 7 o'clock in the morning.
This is an impromptu. It's not backed by the Road Haulage Association, is my understanding, Richard. So did all these drivers just happen to come together?
Yes, they came together, and as I say, I didn't organize this protest. They organized them.
Who did organize it? Just out of curiosity.
Truckers Ireland is what I had put in, but there is people that are members of the Road Haulage Association that are there today.
Oh, I'm sure there is, but I'm curious as to who gave the call to go out at 7 o'clock in the morning. Where did that come from?
I absolutely don't know. I just said yesterday I came up myself and I done my own peaceful protest to highlight this. This was organised completely by through social media, and through themselves.
But it was a conscious effort to do it at 7 o'clock, where you knew that you'd be on the radio talking about it. Now we mightn't talk to you at 10 o'clock if it happened at 10 o'clock. So I mean, this is planned. You designed it.
No,
it was designed to cause most disruption.
It was designed to come up to make the biggest impact for people to let them realise this is only a small amount of truckers that are up here. They don't want to close down Ireland, because if they do, the shelves will go empty. And that's what they don't want. They're trying to prevent this. They're trying to keep the businesses going.
Okay.
So they
and
can
I
get
hear that. I understand
food on
that.
Your table.
I know you didn't organise it. I know that. You probably got the ball rolling by... I don't remember seeing a truck in the Leinster House
the
car park. It was nice to see, to be fair. But can I ask you, is it going to happen again? Will there be more protests like this, and will they happen at the same time and cause disruption?
Yes, they will. And not only will the truckers are going to be organising more protests if the government don't go into proper dialogue and come in under emergency grounds.
But who do they talk to? Who do they talk to? If this is people who met on social media, how are they going to know who to pick up the phone to?
They will have a spokesperson will be brought forward to speak on their behalf. They have asked for the government to meet a delegation from the Truckers Ireland. They've asked the government to come out and meet people. I've no problem coming in and trying to help. I don't want disruption anywhere in the country. And I've come myself forward even to help.
To be fair, there's no better man to represent the trucking sector than someone who owns a truck. And I think that's the point that we have you on for this morning as well. Richard O'Donoghue, Independent TD for Limerick County, David McManus, South Dublin County Councillor.